All right, here we go. Week six of the show. You know what this show is, hopefully. It's the Rocky World podcast, in case you're not familiar with it. But by now, I don't know. If you're listening to this, hopefully you're familiar with it. Or maybe not. Maybe this is your first time listening. But if this is the first time listening, well, thank you for listening to my show. I'm adjusting my levels right now, so if I sound a little, if my volume keeps going up and down, that's just because I'm trying to find the right balance of my sound right now. This should be good. I don't know. I like it right around here. I am, of course, the famous, well, probably not famous yet, maybe, who knows, but I am DJSB, and of course, you know the SB that stands for Senate Bill. I never know what to say after I make up my weekly little what does SB thing mean? But surprisingly, I've been able to come up with like at least six different ones, I think. I think I've had one like every single week, which I think is pretty impressive. And I actually have like a list of these where I like, oh, whenever I think of something, I'm like, oh, that's good. That's an SB. I'm going to put that down for next week. Or something like that. But I kind of have a list. I don't know what to say right now, but yeah, that's that. Anyway, since my last little podcast, I've gone on an adventure where I was able to get around 15 or 20 new bands for the show, which is quite a lot if you ask me. I can play a different band every week now, probably for the next couple of weeks, which also, let me bring this up while I'm still remembering it. Next week, I don't know if I'm going to be doing a show or not. I'd love to do a show, but I'm flying in to Chicago next Wednesday. And as of course, as you know, my shows are every Wednesday, so I might not be able to do a show. I might be able to, I don't know. And then I return the following Wednesday, so you might be 2 weeks without a podcast, but I'm going to try my very best to get something done. Because, of course, I'm going there for Lollapalooza, and I'd love to maybe, it's this would be pushing it, but getting interviews with bands and having bands on the show, that would be pretty freaking cool. Ask them about Lollapalooza, and get some, see if we could get some more music on the show of artists you might have heard of, probably not. But of course, the one thing I'm gonna tell them if I can get is, of course, you're gonna get publicity. And actually, at one of these shows, one of the musicians said that any sort of publicity is good publicity. And I agree with that. They were wise in their words, and I'm gonna, and maybe you bands that are still considering getting on there onto the podcast, maybe you can put that into thought that it's publicity. You're getting your name out there, even if it's just a little bit of publicity. Another couple of things I'd like to bring up are the fact that my computer has my basically this. My entire life, I think I brought this up before, has been having problems lately. So, if this podcast actually gets up, that's going to be a freaking miracle. And I'm going to try to get it fixed soon. So you'll have your weekly fix of podcasts. And I don't know what I just did, but something beeped, and it was probably my computer. I don't know what's going on right now. So yeah, it's having problems. But that's probably not important to you. What's important to you is the music. Of course, you listen to the show probably for the music. I don't think you like hearing me talk, especially when I go nonstop for like what, it's almost been 5 minutes into the show and I haven't like taken a single breath. There we go. A little breath right there. Anyway, thank you for checking out my show this week. This is going to be a very interesting week. I'm going to be doing a little experiment. I was able to get a bunch of artists, as I said before, but here's the little thing. I haven't listened to any of these songs I'm about to play. So it's I just kind of picked out what I liked from the names of the songs, and it was pretty much just at random. And I honestly do not know what I'm going to be playing. Maybe it's some of you ba these bands that I'm playing, maybe it's some of their best tracks, maybe not. We'll find out here in a minute. Another thing is, not only have I not listened to these songs, this is the very first time I've listened to these artists, period. Prior to this, I can tell you, I have no idea who any of them, I have never heard of them before. So we're both in for a treat. We're both going to be listening to, well, I shouldn't say both, because you could be in like a group of people listening to my show, sharing it with your friends. Which, oh, that reminds me, I need to. Okay, I'm thinking to myself, I need to get back to an artist that wanted to be on the show. I'll probably do that while I'm listening to this next song. Well, actually, the first song. And why don't we get into that right away? The first artist we have today is a band by the name of Basement Rock. Hear what their song Starting Over. Right here, right now, on Rock Your World.
Just what you wanted. Now all you're gonna do is go and flaunt it. I'm not
That was a pretty interesting song. I liked it. Hope you liked it too. And if you did like it, or if you didn't like it, or you were impartial to it, make sure to tell me on my Facebook page, which is probably where you've found this from. But if not, just like search for Rock Your World on Facebook. I don't have any of them fancy vanity URLs yet, or whatever you want to call it. Or you can post on my blog. That I can tell you is rywpodcast.blogspot.com. That's you probably know that because that's where you got this from. Or you can email me what you think if you want it to be a little more personal. You can email rockyourworldpodcast@gmail.com. Rock Your World Podcast is all one word, lowercase letters all the way. Email me, talk to me. I always talk to my fans, even if there is only like 38 of you or something like that, which is not bad. We're actually growing at a pretty decent pace. I'm proud to say that last week's show was my most listened to episode le my most listened to episode yet. Now I just know that little squeaky sound I just made is going to come back and haunt me one of these days. Someone's going to use that in a podcast of their own as a drop or something. By the way, if you haven't noticed, I do not do drops in this show, or little audio bites, or whatever you want to call them. Drop. I know them as drops. Just because I think that kind of takes away from the show a little bit, but maybe I'll do a drop or two if here in the future. As always, I'm here with my trusty podcasting dog, Peanut. I think Peanut wants to hear some music, if you ask me. So we're gonna get right into this next song. It's by an artist called what's his name? I should probably say it's his name is Jeff Higgins. And the song is called The Beginning of Never. And like before, I have not listened to any of these songs, so we're in for a treat. We'll see what Jeff Higgins can provide for us right here on Rock Your World. Thank you.
right?
Well, that was interesting to say the least. I like I said, I don't know what to expect out of these artists, so I can't really say ahead of time, at least today, what I think of these tracks, because I don't take the full time to actually listen to them for a couple times beforehand and actually figure them out. But I don't know what you would call it. It's definitely some form of electronic music, but I honestly do not know how you would kind of categorize that. It's very seemed very out of this world, if you ask me, and I found it to be pretty interesting. Anyway, let's continue right through this. Sorry for the dead air. I'm trying to think after that how you would describe it. So let's continue on. This next band, I found them just by randomly searching for kind of bands that might not be known on Facebook, all over the place, and I found these guys. They're a band out of Tucson, I believe, called Saving Today. And hopefully, I'm a fan of their music because I am going back down to Tucson here pretty soon, and I'd like to keep in contact with them and meet them in person and all that, share stories, all that good stuff. But I don't want to like start any beef with them over the podcast, and I know I probably won't start beef, but unless they specifically say in the song, "Oh, DJSB is the worst person in the world," which I doubt they will say that, although I don't know, I haven't listened to this. So don't start beef with me, Saving Today, because I might like your music, and I'm playing your music, so I don't know. I don't know what to say after that, except thank you all the artists so far who have submitted their music. It means the world to me that I can keep making these podcasts every single week because I really like what I do here. I love making podcasts and I love playing music and introducing music to people. And hopefully that some of these bands you actually like and will start following, and the bands will have a growing fan base and keep building up, and hopefully these bands actually can pull through and make it big, which is what I'm hoping for. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the future. Anyway, like I said, this is Saving Today, with their song Halfback, here on Rock Your World.
I'm just trying to make a name for myself. I know that I'm writing this and I feel fine. This is all I need for now. It is not much, but it helps with no thoughts at all. And I cannot mess up. Here and now's always gonna be quick, but it's too much or too little for my taste.
Wow, that's pretty good. Kind of like a pop punk sound, if you ask me. That's just me. I classify bands strangely. In fact, I remember the other night, I was at a concert, and these guys, I have never heard of them before, but they were kind of like this, post rock band, and I could the idea of post rock didn't come to mind right when I heard them. They're really good. I'm working out a deal with them to try to get them on the show. That would be really, really nice to get them on the show. But I accidentally called them a shoegaze band, which I don't know if that was what they were going for, if they knew what I was talking about, but I felt a little odd because I was classifying a band as what I thought they were, but they probably thought I was crazy, or they didn't know what I was classifying them as, or maybe they did, but they didn't like my classification. I don't know. But it seemed, I don't know, a little strange. But hopefully there's no hard feelings. I really liked them. I met the guys. They were really nice. And hopefully, they'll be on the podcast soon. And if they're listening right now, of course they, you know who I'm talking about. I'm the podcast guy that accidentally called your band shoegaze when I meant post rock or something like that. But it's all good music. That's what matters is that it's good. Anyway, let's continue on with our next song. On to the next one. Let's see, what do we have next? Next we have up is, okay, I hope I don't mispronounce this last name wrong, but the artist's name is Mike Hilgendorf. Think I got that right. With a track called Bounce. We'll see what Mike Hilgendorf, if I'm saying that right, can provide to us. And here we go. This is Mike Hilgendorf's song Bounce right now on Rock Your World. Another good song, if you ask me. Of course, that's just me. Okay, so I'm gonna have to wrap this up really quick because I just remembered I need to take my computer in the shop today. So that's why this podcast is gonna be cut a little short. I might get it back later. I might not. So we'll see when I get my computer back and if I can podcast next week. Then if I do have it back. And there's a problem podcasting in Chicago. But I'll try to get something to you all for next week, hopefully. If not, I'm sorry about that. So yeah, this is going to be a little short podcast today. And we're going to wrap it up. We have one more song left. And it's Quadrants. The name of the band is Quadrant, sorry. Doing their song X Gun Give It To You. One quick thing before I go, I'd like to say thank you for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. Also, to check out Infinite Styles. He's trying to do his album, trying to get enough money for his album. You can check it out on his Facebook, find out all the information there. And I'd really appreciate if you go and donate a couple bucks to his Kickstarter, because I think there's about a week left on it. There might be 2 weeks. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I'd really appreciate if you would do that. Anyway, thank you for listening to Rocket World. I was gonna add an extra word there, but I didn't think of it. Thank you for listening to Rocket World. This is DGSB signing off, and this is Quadrant with X Gun Give It To You. About the dough.